Good morning, Austin.
Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
What is the reason why you came here?
We're here with the University of Washington from Seattle in the state of Washington in the USA on just a month-long exploration seminar, just kind of figuring out Auroville. We're all studying different things here.
So what are you studying?
In the US, I study anthropology and Spanish. Here, I'm looking at Tamil culture and the relationship between elders and youth and how Auroville affects Tamil culture.
What did you figure out in that time when you were here?
I haven't figured out much yet. I'm just starting my study.
That means you will have to come back?
Probably, yes. A month is not a very long time to study anything. I just came up with my project proposal on Friday. And so I'm going to be doing most of my interviews in the next couple weeks. And I'm also doing some filming while I'm here. And so on Sunday, yesterday, I did a little bit of filming. We taught a class of Tamil children. We taught them dances and games and hung out. And it was a lot of fun for them and a lot of fun for us.
And what are you studying?
In the U.S., I study anthropology and drama. But here I'm looking at drama and performance both in Auroville and outside in the Tamil villages. Definitely in Auroville, theater performs like a specific role because the whole concept of Auroville is unity and diversity and kind of this idea of human unity. And so I'm trying to explore what role theater plays in creating human unity. I haven't found out much so far. I'm just starting my interviews, but it's definitely a medium through which people can come together and enjoy something. And I think the language of theater is very universal. And so in that sense, it can kind of create this space in this multicultural community that kind of brings everyone together. So, obviously, all of us came here because we were drawn to India, and I like going places that, you know, abroad that definitely challenge myself. Last year I went to Sierra Leone, and that was really challenging, and so I wanted something else like that. And Auroville itself kind of presented a unique possibility because it is such a different and progressive community in the world. I mean, there's nowhere else like it. And so, you know, to be in India, but also to be in Auroville and to kind of be able to study both things, I think is very intriguing to a lot of students. So,
How come that you decided to come here?
Originally, I was very fascinated with the idea of a community attempting to create a utopia. And it didn't seem like a tangible or feasible idea in my mind at all. So I just wanted to come here and see it. Because the only utopias I've ever read about have been mostly in theory, like Plato's Cave and Thomas More, and I had never really heard of anything that was occurring now in modern times. But I feel like Auroville is very different than I thought it was going to be. It's still definitely very much so a work in progress, and I thought it was more towards its ultimate goal. And so it's amazing to see a community of people all in this like constant continuum of progress towards this ultimate goal that they may or may never reach. I'm surprised by how separated a lot of the communities within Auroville are. I envisioned it more as a commune of sorts with a much like stronger sense of community, but I feel like people are very kind of isolated to a certain extent in their little niches and don't really seem to communicate or to interact a lot with other niches. It's very kind of segregated into different neighborhoods and communities within Auroville as a whole.
So you got a feeling that some communities do not communicate with the others?
To a certain extent, I feel like it's based on little niches that are kind of self-contained within themselves, and they're sustainable communities within a community on the larger scale.
Yeah, I think people come here for a very specific purpose, and so they'll either find a job in that area, and that's what they focus on, and that's what they do. But at the same time, people are involved in many different things because there's so much offered here. But definitely, there's the ecological side, and there's the sustainability side, and there's the technology side, and there's the culture side, and so people just kind of fit in there. And they all are working towards one goal, but I think the separations are really distinct.
They are. For example, we've worked on Solitude, the farm, a couple times, and a lot of those people have even left Solitude. They spend their entire time in Auroville in Solitude and don't leave at all.
I mean, physically, they stay in Solitude all the time.
Yeah, they live and work in Solitude.
Have you visited inner chambers in Machaman, dear?
We visited the top chamber, the big meditation room. I haven't seen any of the other rooms, though.
Yeah, we just went to the large white room at the top once, so.
Have you visited any event, like a concert?
Yeah, we've been to a couple movies over at Bharat Nivas. They show them in the auditorium. That's been a lot of fun, you know, to go and see what's offered and just kind of relax and watch a film. I know some people, have you done any yoga or anything?
No, I did one meditation, a group sit-in meditation, which was interesting. I didn't stay for the whole time, though, because I didn't know what to expect, and I thought it was more of a class, but it was a three-hour meditation, and I was not ready to do a three-hour meditation, so I stayed for part of it.
Have you been on any event that there were more than 100 or 200 people at a time?
No.
Not here, no. Mm-mm.
You spend a lot of time with the Tamil culture, the bioregion of Oroville. What do you think about the connections between Oroville and them?
I think the connection between Oroville and the Tamil people is good. I think it's definitely started. There definitely is a big separation. You know, you can tell when you're outside of Oroville and you're in, you know, Tamil Nadu. I mean, I think so. They definitely, there are like other branches out and their connections made, but I think the employment offered to the Tamil people is great through Oroville. I think it probably makes them happy to know that they have jobs like that. But I definitely enjoy being out in the villages and among the Tamil people and kind of being, you know, immersed in that culture, because it is so drastically different from what we're used to in America. So I like that a lot.
And you? Have you seen any differences, or what is the connection between Oroville and bioregion?
I feel like Oroville is very much a safety bubble for Western people, and it's very much different than the rest of India. It's comfortable, for someone coming from the USA or Europe, because it's not that different than what we're used to. And I really enjoy spending as much time in the Tamil villages as I can, just because I feel like there's a lot more for me to learn and see culturally. And I really enjoy getting to know Tamil people. Everyone I've met so far has been incredibly helpful and friendly and willing to teach me something.
Have you seen the impact of Oroville that got for the bioregion? Oroville to local culture and local culture to Oroville?
I think there has been some good blending of Western versus Eastern thought, kind of blending the two to create a hybrid. That benefits, I think, both Aravillians and Tamil people. I don't know. I have to think on that one.
I think that Araville definitely makes kind of the progressive Western systems more accessible to the Tamil people, because these are people, you know, from all over the world who have so many different knowledges that can teach and can, you know, propagate certain new ideas that may make life better for the Tamil people. But at the same time, I think that the Tamil influence on Oroville, from what I can see, isn't huge, which isn't a bad thing. But I just don't see a large impact, or I guess a large reflection of India and Tamil culture inside Oroville. I think just the fact that a place like this can exist, and that it is able to draw people from all over the world who are willing to make a change within themselves and also, you know, to try and better the conditions of humanity. I think that's really impressive, and there's a lot to be said that this, you know, has been started and it's still going and it will continue to go. And I think I definitely want to keep up with Oroville and see how it, you know, if it meets its goals and stuff like that. And also how it continues, or if it will continue to benefit the, you know, the villages around it and, you know, real India proper. So
for me, the environmental practices that are going on in Oroville are the most impressive. For example, we're staying in the American Pavilion and it's mostly solar powered. The toilets are composting. We've been to the Solar Kitchen, which is amazing. Solitude, the organic farming practices that are going on there. It's a very need-based way of living, which I appreciate, and it's refreshing coming from where we're from.
Okay, thank you both.